Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates and new RICS guidance. For this week's podcast, I specifically look at UK VPGA 11, Valuation of UK Residential Property. This is part of the UK National Supplement, which is published in a new edition to take effect on the 1st of May 2024. The revised UK VPGA 11 provides comprehensive guidance on UK valuations of residential property. UK VPGAs 12 and 13 have been incorporated into 11 in the new edition of the UK National Supplement. RICS have confirmed that 11 will supplement additional valuation guidance that will be published in the future. In the interim, they confirm that residential valuers need to refer back to UK VPGAs GAs 11, 12 and 13 in the 2017 edition of the UK National Supplement. They also provide a list of relevant guidance currently published in the new UK VPGA 11.12. RICS confirmed that valuers should also specifically refer to VPGA 2 of the Redbook Global in relation to secured lending valuations. So what is the role and remit of the residential valuer? Residential valuers in this VPGA should provide clients with advice on the nature of the property, factors identified during inspection that affect marketability and value, market value or market rent if instructed by a client subject to any assumptions or special assumptions agreed with the client. Secured lending valuations are subject to the provisions of UK VPGA 11.2 Bases of Value in relation to planning and development potential and the exclusion of this using a special assumption. And finally, factors that may materially impact upon value such as substantial defects, disrepair or hazards. Moving on, what does UK VPGA 11 say about inspection? It confirms that residential valuers should physically inspect the internal and external parts of the property, provided that these areas are accessible and safe. Physical inspection should be supplemented by reasonable desktop due diligence and research. RICS confirmed that roof space inspections should be head and shoulders only and are only required where the valuer considers that such inspection is essential to identify matters likely to have a material impact on market value. Where a client instructs the valuer not to inspect fully or to provide a desktop valuation, the limitations of this need to be stated clearly in writing. Valuations on either of these bases need to be informed by appropriate desktop research. Moving on, what does UK VPGA 11 say about investigations? Desktop due diligence or desktop research is required for all valuation work. This includes using local knowledge and online or physical information sources. If, upon inspection, the valuer considers that a visible defect may affect concealed building elements and thus materially impact upon value, then the valuer should recommend that further investigations are undertaken. The advice should detail the issue and the justification, timescale, and responsible party for this further investigation. However, this is different to the case where a building element is inaccessible or visual inspection is limited. In this scenario, the limitation should be recorded within the valuation report. The implications of Hart and Large are, of course, pertinent here, and the RICS emphasised that RICS members should exercise professional judgment and not call for further investigations only to cover themselves against future liabilities. UK VPGA 11.6 details the extent of inquiries and assumptions for various matters such as planning, legal, contamination and environmental matters. And it also confirms matters which do not need to be verified in this section, unless, of course, the valuer has evidence from their desktop research or physical inspection to the contrary. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.